A coalition of state attorney generals yesterday announced a $26 billion nationwide agreement with three opioid pharmaceutical distributors, Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and the opioid manufacturer-marketer Johnson & Johnson. The settlement results from coordinated legal action by attorney generals from 14 states, including Colorado. Ratification of the agreement will resolve lawsuits and investigations initiated by numerous states and local governments concerning the company's roles in the opioid crisis. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said in a press conference yesterday the companies will pay out settlement money over a span of 18 years.
The three distributors we're talking about today contributed, fueled this epidemic: AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal, and McKesson. This is a big amount of money, $21 billion that they will be paying, given their role. Johnson & Johnson will pay $5 billion. And that will actually be front-loaded, so $3.7 billion will come early.
Colorado could potentially receive at least $300 million if local governments in Colorado agree to the deal. According to Weiser's announcement, ratification of the agreement is contingent on a critical mass of states and their local governments participating, with maximum payments being issued if each state and its local governments support the agreement.
Working with our local government partners, we are prepared to create what we believe can be a national model. It will involve all local governments signing a memorandum of understanding. That memorandum of understanding is critical to the money that we're talking about today flowing to Colorado. And then we will work together with a bottom-up solution where each region will have to decide what mix of priorities makes sense for them. And we're going to work, if you will, hub and spoke, to help support all of these regions with needed infrastructure, support for efforts like workforce training, because we don't have enough behavioral health professionals here in Colorado.
The states will have 30 days to sign on to the agreement, and then local governments of the participating states will have an opportunity to join the settlement. Boulder police say they are winding down their investigation into the University Hill riot that occurred on March 6. According to Boulder police, the riot started out as a small party near 10th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and then grew with hundreds participating as the day went on. The gathering, which violated COVID-19 restrictions in place at the time, turned destructive and violent as officers attempted to disperse the crowd. Participants in the disturbance threw rocks and bricks at officers and damaged vehicles of community members. Investigators spent hundreds of hours reviewing over 1,000 video submissions and tips, resulting in 10 arrests, with 3 warrants still outstanding. The Boulder Police also reports that CU Boulder Office of Student Conduct and Conflict Resolution received approximately 200 referrals of possible violations under the Student Code of Conduct. History Colorado has announced that Dr. Nikki Gonzalez, Professor of History and Vice Provost for Diversity and Inclusion at Regis University, will begin the one-year term as the state's official historian on Colorado Day, Saturday, August 1st. Gonzalez will be making history herself as the first Latina to be Colorado State Historian, a position established in 1924. According to History Colorado, Gonzalez's expertise focuses on Chicana history and Southwest social and political movements. Gonzalez plans to incorporate youth in the exploration of Colorado's past and support more inclusive practices of historical inquiry, along with raising more awareness about historical events with significant contemporary legacies, such as the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864. Fort Collins police announced Tuesday they have arrested a man suspected in a fatal shooting that occurred earlier this week. The victim, who is yet to be publicly identified, was killed in broad daylight on Monday at the 2400 block of South College Avenue. The identity of the victim will be released after family members have been notified. Police say the suspect was arrested and berthed as he was stopped in a stolen vehicle tied to the shooting. The Associated Press reports that insurance premiums are expected to stay stable next year for individuals buying coverage on the Colorado's insurance exchange as the state continues a reinsurance program covering the most expensive cases. Governor Polis issued a statement on Tuesday indicating individuals buying on the exchange are expected to save more than 24% next year as compared to what they would pay without the state reinsurance program. The Associated Press also reports that preliminary estimates suggest that the average cost will be 1.4% more this year, and final plans and rates will be released in October for the buying period that begins November 1st. The Loveland Reporter Herald reports that the body of an adult woman who died during flooding in Poudre Canyon on Tuesday has been recovered, and officials have identified a third missing person. The identity of the woman has not been released. Two adult males were reported missing Tuesday night, and officials have also identified another adult female who is missing. A flash flood occurred in Poudre Canyon on Tuesday night, causing a flurry of evacuations. Air quality remains poor, with an ozone alert in effect through at least 4 p.m. today. Much of it is due to smoke from wildfires burning across the West. Steve Miller has more.
Wildfire smoke has the Front Range experiencing an increase in levels of both ozone and fine particulate matter as smoke from multiple fires in Northern California, Oregon, Wyoming, and even British Columbia drifts into the area. The Daily Camera reports that Colorado will continue to see smoke through the summer until the end of active wildfire season. For the Front Range today, NOAA has ozone concentrations expected to reach the unhealthy for sensitive group category. Dan Welsh, an air quality meteorologist with the Colorado Air Pollution Control Division, said that ozone levels are typically higher in the summer than other times of year, but the wildfire smoke is contributing to make the air quality index higher than it would normally be. Colleen Reed, an environmental epidemiologist and health geographer at the University of Colorado Boulder, said that the particulate matter from the smoke is so small it can get deep into people's lungs. Reed recommends that people look at the air quality index and be cautious when it gets into the orange, red, or purple level. You can find the air quality index at the Colorado Air Quality website, colorado.gov/air quality. You can also sign up for email alerts at the Regional Air Quality Council website, raqc.org, or you can find the EPA's free air quality app called Air Now at most app stores. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.